Here's a thought about the forgotten photographer. I've been fascinated for years with a website called Shorpy. Do you know about Shorpy? It's a fascinating website. I don't know who's in charge of it or what the logistics are. It's just entertaining photography like you can't believe. Whoever is in charge of this goes and finds, I'm not sure where, maybe from the Library of Congress or somewhere, they find public domain photographs from history. And they post a new photograph every day. And it's a fascinating look back in time. Some of the photographs are really quite good. But one of the things that fascinates me about it is how many times the photographer is absolutely a forgotten person. Obviously, someone put a lot of time and energy and work into making the photograph and getting it preserved for history. But what's fascinating about Shorpy is the photographer is a secondary consideration. A lot of times the photographer is not known. Sometimes the photographer is known and listed. But more often I find the photographer is literally forgotten. I think that provides a certain perspective for those of us who are contemporary fine art photographers today, because it shows the reality of the passage of time. We might like to think that photography gives us a certain sort of artistic immortality, assuming our photographs are still around in the future, but it might not. People might remember our photographs, but could care less about who the photographer is, particularly if the photographs are of historic importance rather than artistic importance. And, you know, 100, 200, 500 years from now, no one's going to remember us anyway. But in theory, they might still be able to see our photographs. That tells me that what counts in terms of making artwork today is not building a career for myself, but rather making great photographs, making the best photographs I can, making the most interesting photographs I can. Because it's, well, not too surprisingly, that what will promote longevity and perhaps interest in the future is not me, not personality of photographer, but content, content, content. It keeps coming back to that, doesn't it? And maybe it's just worth remembering that who we are, how we work, what we produce in terms of media and all of those choices, absolutely insignificant. But the content of what we do might be really, really important.